时间都放在成人的教导上面。
And he put all his time into teaching these adults.
好，因为这些成人教好了，他们可以去教他们的小孩吗？
Because once he has passed on the teaching to these adults, they can in turn pass on the teaching to the children.
哦，你没有看到主耶稣教小孩啊？
We don't see Lord Jesus teaching the children.
主耶稣也爱小孩。
Lord Jesus loved children.
他说：“你们要让小孩来到我面前。”
And he says, "You must allow the children to come to me."
有是门徒觉得说小孩子这么吵。
There is once the apostles felt the children were too noisy.
好，哎呀呀，不要不要不要！现在夫子很忙啊，主耶稣很忙啊，没有时间理你们。
And the Lord Jesus was very busy. They don't have time for this.
好，那主耶稣说：“你们不要阻挡他。”
The Lord Jesus said, "Do not stop them."
让小孩子来到我面前。
Let them come to me.
好，然后祝福那个小孩。
And he blessed the children.
然后告诉那个门徒。
And he told the apostles.
用这个机会，他不是教育这个小孩哦，他教育门徒说：“你们要回转，像他一样。”
And he took this chance to teach the disciples, not the children, that they need to turn back, be like the children.
你们要回转谦卑，像这个小孩，才能够进去天国。
You need to turn back and be as humble as these children in order to enter heaven.
哦，所以你看到主耶稣不管遇到什么事情或讲什么话，其实他都是要怎么样教导这些成人。
So we can see in all situations and circumstances, Lord Jesus is teaching these adults.
坚固这些成人。
And he's strengthening them.
当他们坚固了之后
And after they're strengthened,
那他们自己会带动自己全家的人 来做这个信仰的奔跑
They will in turn motivate and lead their family in this path of faith.
哦，所以教会的宗教教育
So in the religious education in church,
有一个完整的宗教教育，不只是儿童的宗教教育，也要加上成人的宗教教育。
A complete system of religious education does not include the children, but also include the adult.
那我们这样子，一个家庭有成人有小孩一起的成长。
And so within this family, there are children, there are adults, and they're all growing together.
那成人的教育哈，它有一些困难，但是也有它的优势。
In teaching and educating adults, there's some difficulties, but there are also advantages.
首先成人他已经是他成熟了，他经历过了很多的东西。
As an adult, they have matured and they have gone through some experiences.
哦，他的人格、他的思想、他的人生观、价值观，这些都定型了。
And they have stabilized in their character and their values.
哦，甚至他们的生活形态啊，习惯做什么事情，他都一定有一样的规划，也找到了自己喜欢的一个生活的模式。
And they have settled into a lifestyle, and they have found the kind of life that they lead.
哦，所以说你现在要跟他介绍这本圣经。
So if we're to introduce this Bible to them,
你要跟他介绍圣经神的标准，神对他的期待。
We have to introduce to them the standard from the Bible, the expectation from God.
甚至要叫他人生的目标追求转一个方向。
We even want to have them change the direction or goal of their life.
不简单。
It's very difficult.
哦，跟小孩子不一样啊。
It's different from children.
小孩子，你跟他说有神创造天地万物的，就哦。
If you tell children that God created the universe, and they say, "Oh."
你大人，你跟他说神创造天地万物，他说真的吗
？But if you tell an adult that God created the universe, they ask you, "Is it really true?"
我们学校教那个进化论呢。
In school, we're taught evolution.
哦。不容易接受啊，因为他其实他今天有他心里面的这一套啊资讯或者是看法，他也是从很多东西一直哎最后选了这个他最喜欢的。
Because they were taught all these different types of beliefs or morals, and in the end they chose and selected this one.
哦，所以他不容易改变，这是跟成人教育当中的一个困难。
So this is one of the difficulties in educating adults. It is difficult to change.
虽然不简单，但是还是要做啊。
And even though it's not easy, we still need to do them.
我们来看耶利米书。
Let us turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书的第一章。
Jeremiah chapter 1.
哦，这个是耶利米是一个先知啊。
Jeremiah is a prophet.
那神的话临到耶利米先知，叫他出去传警告，使以色列人的心回转归向神。
And the word of the Lord came upon Jeremiah that he needs to tell the Israelites to turn back to him.
哦，甚至不只是以色列人，列邦列国都要回转归向神。
And not only the Israelites, but all nations.
哦，这些都是成人啊。
And these are all adults.
他们已经有自己的思想、自己的人生观、自己的价值观，以及自己生活追求的目标。
They already have their belief, their value, and their lifestyle.
却不是在神里面。
And none of these involve the Lord.
那神想要赐福给他们。
But God wants to bless them.
神想要爱他们。
God wants to love them.
所以神差派他的先知耶利米说：“你去。”
And therefore God sent his prophet Jeremiah and said, "You go."
成人宗教教育。
This is the religious education of adults.
我们看耶利米书的第一章。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
和第十节。
Verse 9 and 10.
好。于是耶和华伸手按我的口对我说，我已将当说的话传给你。
Verse 9, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth.
第十节。
Verse 10.
看啊，我今日立你在列邦列国之上，为要施行拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆，又要建立、栽植。
Verse 10, See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant.
哦，这个讲的就是成人的宗教教育。
And this is referring to religious education for adults.
如果只是孩童的宗教教育，
If this is just religious education for children,
哦，其实就只有最后面两样，就是建立跟栽植。
Then they only need to talk about the two points, which is to build and to plant.
哦，因为它是一片白纸。
Because children are like a blank piece of paper.
非常的单纯。
They're very innocent.
你一开始就把神最好、最高、最完善的道理标准给他，那他就接受了，他就建造起来了。
If in the very beginning you give them the most perfect standard of the Lord, then they will build upon that.
哦，但是今天在人心中已经建立了没有神的一个观念。
But today,
或者是远离偏离神的观念。
But today, within the hearts of people, they have already rooted down this concept that is far from God.
他的心中已经有一套他的价值观了。
And in their heart, they already have a set of values.
他已经觉得这个比较重要。
And they have this concept that this is better.
那你现在要去跟他讲神的话。
And if we were to talk about God to them now,
你没有办法直接建立在他原有的根基上。
We cannot build upon the foundation they already have.
所以说神告诉耶利米先知。
And therefore God tells prophet
Jeremiah. 你去的时候你的工作一开始是什么？
When you go, what is your first job?
拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆。
Is to root out and pull down, to destroy and to throw down.
就是把原有的毁掉。
It is to destroy what was there before.
那些以从神的标准来看不正确的观念要一一的把它破除掉。
Those concepts and values that are incorrect according to the Lord, we have to destroy them.
只有在这个过程之后，当人发现说啊，我以前是错的。
And only after this process that people understand my past was wrong.
你才有办法继续做建立以及栽植的工作。
Then they will be able to continue to build and to plant.
哦，所以从这样子看到，成人的宗教教育比小孩的教育难很多。
So from this point of view, it is more difficult to educate adults than to educate children.
因为他们有他们本来的价值。
Because they already have their existing values.
本来的信念。
Their existing beliefs.
你要帮助他来接受神的观念，他要自己愿意把自己的观念放下来。
If we want to help them to accept the concepts from God, we have to help them to let go of their original.
这是一个辛苦的过程啊。
And this is a very laborsome process.
哦，我们在那个非洲传道理的时候。
When we were evangelizing in Africa.
哦，他们也是用一样的这本圣经啊。
They use the same Bible.
我们也是用一样的圣经啊。
We use the same Bible.
但是我们在跟他们谈到。
But when we talk to them about the truth.
啊，要守安息圣日。
We have to observe the Sabbath.
祈求圣灵。
We pray for the Holy Spirit.
哦，洗礼跟得救有直接的关系。
That baptism is directly related to salvation.
哦，面向下，在大水里面洗礼。
That they have to,
活水里面洗礼。
That they have to be baptized in living water face down.
你可以看到他在挣扎。
You can tell that they're struggling.
因为他从小到大，其实他也是读圣经。
Because from their youth they read the Bible.
但是没有人告诉过他这些事情。
But nobody told them these things.
所以说他对救恩的概念跟圣经里面所讲的救恩的概念很不一样。
So their concept of salvation is very different from that of the Bible.
哦，他觉得说我只要信耶稣就好了。
They may believe that as long as I believe in Jesus, I'm okay.
那如果问他说你到底信耶稣的什么？
And I'll ask them, what of Jesus do you believe?
不知道, 就是信耶稣,
but they don't know.
信耶稣我就得救了。
They just know, I believe in Jesus and I'll be saved.
但是耶稣要借着这条又生又活的道路把你救了。
Now Lord Jesus will deliver us from this true and living way.
主耶稣要借着他的身体, 他的教会把你救了。
That Lord Jesus will save us through his body and through his church.
这个他们没有办法明白。
But they cannot understand this.
所以在谈到的过程当中,
so when we were talking about the truth,
他们要一个一个的先去拔出他以前错误的观念。
And they have to uproot their old incorrect concepts one by one.
以前我不知道守安息日,这样子是错的。
In the past, I didn't know I have to observe the Sabbath, this
以前我不明白。 洗礼的道理这样子是错的。
And in the past, I didn't fully understand the truth of baptism, and that was
wrong. 然后才能够接受新的正确的教训。
And only after this can they accept the new and the truth.
但是成人, 信主之后,
But after an adult believes in the Lord,
他的信仰会比较坚强。
Their faith will be stronger.
当一个人经过这样子的一个挣扎以及查考, 然后明白了道理,
When a person goes through this struggle and this understanding and finally understands the truth,
那这样子他所建立起来的信仰, 它是, 比较稳定的。
The faith that they build up will be more stable.
我们请看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4,
4章的14节,
verse 14.
我们从13节开始。
Let us start from verse 13.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一, 认识神的儿子, 得以长大成人, 满有基督长成的生量, 14.
14.
使我们不再做小孩子, 中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术, 被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去， 就随从各样的异端。 好，在这边说， 使我们不再做小孩子。
Here it says that we shall no longer be children.
小孩子虽然他比较容易能够建立起一个信仰的根基，
Even though it is easier for a child to establish a faith.
但是他那个根基， 他所建立的信仰还是没有经过考验的信仰。
But this faith that they establish is one that's not tested.
那有时候异教之风一吹它就摇动, 甚至被吹得飘来飘去。
And when the wind of different doctrines or trickery come, they will be tossed to and fro.
但是一个长大成人的, 它就不一样了。
But for an adult that's matured,
如果他经历过了这些拔出、拆毁、建立、栽植的这个过程, 那他的信仰是深入的。
If they've gone through this process of uprooting and destroying and planting and building, then their faith is stable.
我们来看一个例子。
Let us look at an example.
使徒行传的17章。
Acts of Apostles, chapter 17.
使徒行传第17章。
Acts of Apostles, chapter 17.
在使徒行传, 我们常常可以看到保罗他受差派之后, 他就到各地去传福音。
In Acts of Apostles, we can often see Paul going to different places to preach after he was sent.
他不是传给小孩子啊,
he didn't preach to the children.
传给大人,
he preached to adults.
大人信了, 就带他们的小孩来一起受洗了。
And when the adults believe, they'll bring their children to be baptized.
在讲洗礼的道理的时候也是这样。
And this was the same when he was teaching them about baptism.
彼得跟他们说, 你们要悔改。
Peter taught them, you must repent.
然后奉耶稣基督的名受洗, 叫你们的罪得赦。
And be baptized in the name of Lord Jesus, so that your sin may be remitted.
就必领受所赐的圣灵。
Then you will receive the promised Holy Spirit.
他是跟大人讲的。
He is saying this to the adults.
这应许是给你们和你们的儿女。
That this promise is given to you and your children.
所以使徒行传17章, 保罗他们就来到了很多地方。
And in Acts 17, Paul came to these places.
那他特别在第10节说, 他们往庇里亚这个地方去。
And in verse 10, they have arrived at this place at Berea.
那在庇里亚的地方呢, 这边他就传了耶稣的福音。
And at this place called Berea, they preached the gospel.
那他们进了犹太人的会堂, 那所以这些人应该算是犹太人, 或者是, 也是相信圣经的人, 就, 至少旧约圣经的人。
And they went into the synagogues of the Jews, and these people are people who believe in the Old Testament.
我们看11节。
Let us look at verse 11.
这地方的人，咸于帖撒罗尼迦的人，甘心领受这道，天天查考啊，考察圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
11. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in which they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so.
12节
12.
所以他们中间多有相信的，又有希腊尊贵的妇女，男子也不少。
12. Therefore many of them believed, and also not a few of the Greeks, prominent women as well as men.
哦，所以在这边看到他们是成人。
Here we see they're all adults.
哦，所以说人当福音传给他们的时候，
And when the gospel came to them,
他没有马上就相信了。我的意思就是说，他没有马上就把他旧的丢掉，新的就进来了。
And they didn't believe immediately. They didn't immediately take down their old belief and put in the new.
有一个过程啊。
There is a process.
他们自己本来有一套了。
They already had their own belief.
但是他们听到保罗所传讲的这个主耶稣。
But they heard of this Lord Jesus that Paul was preaching.
哎，又看看了他们的圣经。
And they searched the scriptures.
他们听保罗说，哎，他讲的非常有道理啊。
And they heard what Paul said and realized that he was speaking the truth.
圣经里面所预言的，原来就是耶稣基督啊。
That what the Bible prophesied was Lord Jesus.
他就是人类的救主。
And he was the Messiah of the Lord.
首先，他们甘心领受这道。
And they were willing to accept this word.
但是他们要天天的查考圣经啊。
But they searched the scriptures daily.
为什么？
Why was that?
要晓得说这个道到底是不是真的。
It is to find out whether or not this is true.
哦，这跟小孩子不一样啊。
And this is different from children.
你家把小孩子你说是，他就哦，就是这样子，他就接受了。
If we taught children and we tell them one thing, they will believe it.
但是他们这边他们已经是成人了。
But here they're all adults.
所以他们要教他们马上信不简单啊。
So it is very difficult to ask them to believe immediately.
但是真实的道理不怕查考啊。
But if it's the truth, then they will not, it'll withstand all the searching.
越多他越愿意查考，越多的去思考，越多的看，最后有个什么结果？
And the more they study, the more they search, what is the result?
第十二节，就是他们有男有女都信了。
And the result is in verse 12, where prominent men and women all believe.
不是每一个人都相信。
Not every one of them believe.
他这边没有说每一个人都相信。
It didn't say every one of them believe.
他说多有相信的。
It says many of them believed.
好，只要用心去查考。
As long as they searched with their heart.
神给他们智慧。
God gave them the wisdom.
他们就能够愿意把旧的脱去。
Then they're ready and willing to shed their old.
然后建立起真正新的、纯全的信仰，在这个基督耶稣的福音上。
And to establish the correct truth and faith in Lord Jesus.
一建立之后。
And once they establish this faith.
不容易改。
It is difficult to change.
对对，不容易被异教之风吹来吹去就被吹走了，因为他不是小孩了。
And because they're no longer children, they will not be tossed to and fro with the different doctrines.
人家问他说，你今天为什么信耶稣？
If others ask them, today, why are you believing in Jesus?
你要问一个小孩，你为什么信耶稣？
If we asked a child, why do you believe in Jesus?
他说，我爸爸带我来的。
This child probably say, because my father brought me here.
老师跟我讲的耶稣。
My teacher taught me about Jesus.
不是他自己的信仰，还不是啊。
It's not, still not the child's faith.
好，但是一个人如果真的去思考过，一个成人他真的去思考过。
But if this is an adult who pondered upon this faith,
他真的去比较过。
And he's compared.
然后他真的体验到神。
And experienced God.
发现说，哎，这个圣经里面讲的主耶稣真的他是救主。
And realized that this Lord Jesus mentioned in the Bible, he is the Savior, and he believed.
那他信了之后，他的信仰就是坚强的。
And after they believe, this will be a stable faith.
哦，那他也能够带领他的小孩来。
And he can bring his own children.
带领他的家人来。
And lead his own family.
所以我们今天教会一定要对这个成人的教育非常的看重。
And so that as a church, we need to emphasize also on the religious education of adults.
或者要常常的思考，我们自己是成人，我们的信仰走到的哪一步。
And we need to reflect upon ourselves, we as the adults, where are we in our faith?
好，那再来，成人教育它有另外一个困难哈。
There's another difficulty in educating adults.
哦，成人在社会上，在家庭上，他责任比较大。
The adults bear a greater responsibility in society and in their family.
哦，所以他时间比较少。
So they have less free time.
哦，嗯，他心里也比较忙。
And they have more matters in their mind.
哦，所以你要有一个专心来听道理、学习道理、成长，不简单啊。
So it's not easy to set aside time to focus and listen to the truth.
哦，我们每一年都有学生灵恩会吗？
And every year we have student spiritual convocation.
哇，一听到一个礼拜能够去教会，住在教会，每天跟有弟兄姐妹一起团契、唱诗、祷告、读经，哇，很快乐啊！
And
至少我是这样子啊，我不知道现在的小孩是不是也是喜欢。
And at least for me, when I was a child, I remember it was a full week of fellowship with brothers and sisters, and we get to sing hymns and pray together in fellowship. It was very happy.
他们第一天去说把手机收起来，哇，他们有的哭啊闹啊。
And when the children today, when they go on the first day, and they were told that they have to put away their cell phones, some would cry.
哦，但是在第二天、第三天，哇，他们就进入了那个感觉到说，哇，在教会真好。
But by the second or third day, they would have entered this quietness in church, and they would feel it is very good.
在第四天又哭了，是不想回家的哭啊。
And on the fourth day, they'll cry again because they don't want to go home.
哦，他觉得哇，能够在这边团契很好。
And they felt that it is very good to be in fellowship here.
哦，但是你会发现说，你越来越难找到时间呢。
But then we'll find that it's more and more difficult to get this time.
哦，少年的时候你要称那个什么，有一个那个叫做大专班、神训班，两个礼拜、三个礼拜，哇，都没有问题啊。
And when we're in our teenager and a youth, we have NYTS. That's 2 or 3 weeks, and we still have this time.
哦，但是当我们青年进入社会、开始工作，甚至有了家庭、有了小孩，你说一个礼拜的成人神训班都很难了。
But as we grow up and we begin to work or have a family or have children, even a week of NATS is very difficult.
你看大部分来的都是什么退休的。
And those who attend are those who are retired.
有人说，啊，我退休以后再去啊。
And some would say, I'll go when I retire.
其实成人，所以成人是有这个困难啊。
So this is a difficulty with the adults.
他责任比较大。
They have more responsibilities and less free time.
但是如果我们从另外一个方面来看。
But from a different perspective.
他也是有他的优势。
There are advantages.
他责任比较大。
They bear greater responsibilities.
但是同时他的影响力也比较大。
But they also have a greater scope of influence.
哦，所以这个成人如果他能够在道理上成长。
If this adult can grow in the faith.
能够道理在他身上扎根。
If the faith can be rooted in his life.
传福音的使命在他生命中兴旺起来。
And the commission of evangelizing is in his life.
那他造成的影响力也是大的。
Then he will have a greater influence.
我们请看《生命记》。
Let us look at Deuteronomy.
生命记的第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
我们从第四节开始看起，到第九节。
Let's start with verse 4.
六章第四节
Chapter 6 verse 4
以色列啊你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主五节
Verse 5
你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神第六
Verse 6
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上第七
Verse 7
也要殷勤教训你的儿女无论你坐在家里行在路上躺下起来都要谈论第八
Verse 8
也要系在手上为记号戴在额上为经文第九
Verse 9
又要写在你房屋的门框上并你的城门上阿们好这边是摩西向以色列百姓所宣传的吩咐
These are the instructions Moses gave to the Israelites.
他说：“以色列啊，你要听。”
He says, "Hear, O Israel."
不是用耳朵听，要真的听到你的心里去。
Not just to listen with your ears, but to listen with your heart.
让这一段这个价值成为你生命中心的价值。
That these scriptures and these values can be the value of your life.
这个价值是什么
？And what are these values?
现在的社会都是提倡个人主义啊。
And in this society, they emphasize on individuality.
好，以自我为中心。
And the society is self-centered.
但是圣经教导我们不是不应该这样。
But the Bible teaches us otherwise.
你第五节说到什么？就是说你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
In verse 5, it tells us that we shall love the Lord our God with all our heart and all our soul and all our
strength. 这是我们在这世界上的追求。
And this is the pursuit of us in the world.
好，那说第六节说啊，我吩咐你的这些话记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。
From verse 6, and these words which I command you today shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children.
其实这边就讲到了一个成人他的责任以及他的影响力。
And here it emphasizes the responsibility and influence of an adult.
首先他在家里面有很大的影响力。
And first of all, he has a lot of influence in his family.
如果这个成人今天道理坚固了，
If this adult is stable in his faith,
在家里他就能够教导，而且不只是教导，殷勤的教训儿女。
Then at home, he can teach and diligently teach his children.
这是更好的一个中儿童宗教教育啊。
And this is even better for education for children.
今天我们有时候儿童宗教教育一直推动。
And today we often spend a lot of time on our education for
children. 但是发现说在家里如果没有这样子的一样的讯息的话，
But if we don't have the same message going on at home,
我们发现这个小孩他很难啊，得到一个信仰上的建立。
It is very difficult for this child to establish a proper faith.
所以儿童信仰的建立绝对不是说把儿女带到教会送给老师来教就好了。
And it is not enough for the child to come to church and attend a class to be established in their faith.
教会最大的责任其实是教导成人。
The greatest responsibility of the church is to educate the adults.
那儿童要由这些成人来教导。
And the children will be educated by these adults.
殷勤教训你的儿女。
We have to diligently teach our children.
无论坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
And you shall talk to them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up.
当然父母跟儿女的关系很好，常常在讲话。
And of course, this requires a good relationship with your child that they need to speak often.
在讲什么？
What will we speak about?
儿子啊，你想要吃什么？
Do you say, son, what do you want to eat?
儿子啊，我等一下带你去哪里钓鱼。
And son, we're going to this place to fish.
不是哈。
And it's not these conversations.
在讲什么？
What do we speak about?
第五节啊。
Verse 5.
尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
To love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength.
孩子啊，我们要怎么样来服侍神？
And child, how do we serve the Lord?
孩子啊，不要忘记神。
And child, do not forget the Lord.
哦，这个都是要讨论的东西。
These are the things that we must think about.
第九节。
Verse 9.
写在你房屋的门框上。
You shall write them on the doorpost of your house.
并你的城门上。
And on your gates.
这个讲到了一个人对他四周围社会的一个影响力。
And this is the influence a person has on his surroundings.
谁看到你的门框啊？
Who can see your doorpost?
当然是你的邻居嘛，对不对？
Of course, your neighbors.
你的影响力最少到你左邻右舍。
Your influence will span to your neighbors.
那有些人他影响力更大，甚至在城门上。
And some people have greater influence up to the gates.
当时候的城门就是一些在这个城里面比较德高望重的人所在的地方。
And the city gates reside the people who have greater status of the city.
甚至这个城当中一些重要的交易，他们也要跑到城门那边找公证人，才能够做出一个契约。
And when they have to, when they have a contract or an important dealing in the city, they have to go to the gates and find an elder for a witness.
所以这个人如果能够把神的话、把神的事情带到城门去，这个就是他的影响力。
So if this person can bring the word of God to the gates, that means he has his influence.
所以今天成人教育非常的重要。
And so today, education of the adults are very important.
虽然成人很忙。
Even though the adults may be busy.
虽然成人的责任很大。
Even though they bear greater responsibility.
但是如果这个成人能够在主的道理上明白说，哎呀，这个道理是真的。
But if they can realize and comprehend the truth of the Lord,
这个价值正是我要追求的。
That this value is one that I want to pursue.
那在他的影响力上就能够带给很多的人很好的造就。
Then within his circle of influence, he can edify many people.
从他的家开始。
starting from his own family,
到社会,
and to the society,
甚至教会也是一样,
and to the church.
好，那当然，成人教育要怎么做，我们可以有很多的讨论和思考。
And of course, we can have different discussions and pondering upon how to educate adults.
但是今天我们教最主要要来思考的就是不要缺乏这一块的努力。
But this afternoon, the first thing we need to realize is that we cannot lack in this effort.
不只是教会的一起的一个目标。
It is not just a mutual goal within the church.
我们在座的都是成人。
All of us seated here are adults.
我们要注重自己的教育。
And we have to place a lot of emphasis on our own education.
当我们自己成长的时候,
when we grow ourselves,
很自然的我们就能够带领我们的儿女成长。
Very naturally, we can lead our children in their growth.
好，我们来看一节，最后再看一节就好了哈。
Let's look at one more verse.
罗马书。
A book of Romans.
罗马书的第十五章。
Romans chapter 15.
罗马书第十五章
Romans 15
第十四节
Verse 14
弟兄们，我自己也深信你们是满有良善，充足了诸般的知识，也能彼此劝诫。
14 Now I myself am confident concerning you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another.
好，这边讲到说彼此劝诫。
And here it says to admonish one another.
这个跟成人教育跟儿童教育有一个最大的不一样。
And this is one great difference between educating adults and educating children.
你教导你的孩儿，你是由上往下，你讲他听。
When you educate your child, it is a one-direction education. You speak and the child listens.
但是在成人教育的一个过程当中。
But within educating adults.
当然有一个像这样子讲到单方面的，或者从圣经来看的一个方式。
And of course, one of the method is a one-way sermon or reading from the Bible.
但是更重要的也有一个谈论、谈到的一个团契的时间。
But even more important is there's a time for a fellowship and discussion.
成人不能够一直是听而已。
Adults cannot just listen.
但要让他有机会讲。
You have to give them the chance to speak.
让他有机会去运用。
And the chance to apply.
甚至我们在成人的成长教育，它是互相的一起的成长。
And when we educate or grow with the adults, we grow together.
彼此的勉励,
and we mutually encourage.
彼此的劝诫,
and we mutually edify.
彼此的带导,
and pray for one another.
好，我们今天下午分享到这边。
And our sharing ends here for the afternoon.
唱赞美诗,
let us sing hymn together.
106首,
106.
那等一下我们祷告的时候结束也是用这一首的副歌来做结尾。
And in our prayer, we're going to end with the chorus.
我们尽量可以的话把副歌背起来。
If we can, let us remember the chorus.
好，106首。
Hymn 106.
耶稣门徒，他是我救主。从前我有罪孽，这恩赐苦，终于为我受死，救赎我罪恶，所以我时常快乐。耶稣拣选我做他门徒，我要被释迦奔往天路，遵从主的教训，圣灵的引导，主必使我得永福。